fantasy football today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
Get your lineup set. It's time for Start or Sit.
Let's go.
Now here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
Yo, welcome to the show on Thursday, December 15th. Starting a little late today because Skype was down across the entire world, but now it's back, so we're going to cram about an hour of content to about 45 to 50 minutes, and it's going to be awesome.
Can you tell the truth?
Champions don't make excuses.
Tell the truth. Skype was not down. Don't blame Skype.
What's the truth?
What happened?
Tell the issue. What you had?
Skype was down. What was the issue?
No, that's not how we understand it. Everybody was looking at my computer, and we can confirm I was logged into Skype, correct?
Yeah, you were 100%.
Fine. Okay. I had no Skype problem.
Did you Twitter search Skype is down? Because
I had no reason to because Skype wasn't down.
Okay, well, that's what was my excuse. Give me a final score prediction for tonight.
34-7.
Wow, 7?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 44-6. 23-10.
Okay. I'm going to say 120, Warriors 120, Knicks 98, something like that. That's the one everybody
cares about.
That might
be a better game.
So now we know what you're doing. You couldn't make the podcast on time. You were on SeatGeek just checking for Knicks.
The game's in Oakland. So
you have plenty of time to fly out there.
Hey, Dave, where would I go if I wanted to watch said game tonight?
You'd want to go to Buffalo Wild Wings, Adam, because no team goes into the season without a game plan. And Buffalo Wild Wings knows that football fans need a game plan that's built for game day glory. A game plan that should include 21 signature sauces and seasonings, a great lineup of beer taps, and an arsenal of wall-to-wall TVs. All of those details make for a game day game plan that can't be beat. So, win or lose, if you're a football fan, you still win at having the best game day atmosphere around. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. We do it for you because you're a football fan.
Damn straight. We're going to update you on the weather around the country. We're doing the AFC home games. We have the Start-O-Meter, but no, gimmicks, no movies, just the Start-O-Meter. Very plain and simple. We'll be fine.
We have a guest.
We do. Was going to that. And we have a birthday boy in the house. And a cane in the house. Alex, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Alex is a longtime follower and listener who got surprised by his wife to join us here at the office today and be on the podcast. And he's in the playoffs in his fantasy league, loaded with running backs. You ran down the list earlier. You said you took David Johnson with your first pick. It's a nice team. It's nice to have stud running backs this time of year, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's really helpful. This no running back theory I did not subscribe to.
Excellent.
You're a smart man. And you're also a doctor. You work with the med students at the University of Miami. Your wife is a doctor at UM. So you are officially Big Cane 3, Alex. Welcome to the show, Big Cane 3.
Thanks.
And we'll let you enjoy the show. But last question. It didn't take you long. It took you 5 minutes to see an Adam Azer meltdown, which happened this morning. So what do you think? What's your impression?
Oh, this is a great gift, actually. Best gift I've had in a long, long time.
But as someone in the medical field, he needs to be in a clinic, right?
Yeah, you need some help.
Skype is back, so all is well. All right, guys, weather update. Heath, what are we looking at this weekend?
Brrr, it's going to be cold, especially in Chicago, where the temperature may not register because it might be zero or worse. I think current forecast calls for it to get to 1, but there are also some people saying that it's going to stay in the negatives for the entire game. There's also supposed to be a 15-mile-an-hour wind.
Wait, where is this? Where is this?
Chicago. Green Bay, great. Packers playing at the Chicago Bears NFC North rivalry. Aaron Rodgers, Jordy Nelson, a little bit scary. Probably better for Ty Montgomery.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Nervous about it now?
Yeah. If Rodgers is healthy, it's not an issue. But he's got this calf problem that he was hobbling around in the game last week. He didn't play in the fourth quarter, which obviously had a lot to do with the score. But he's had issues with his calf previously, and it's impacted him a little bit. So I don't think you're benching Aaron Rodgers, but if you have maybe Matt Ryan or Derek Carr or Kirk Cousins, I think those options could potentially be better than Rodgers.
Heath, what else?
It depends on what your trust level is.
For the Miami and the Jets, it's going to be a foggy, foggy night. We have
cold temperatures in Kansas City once again. Could be one of the coldest games in Arrowhead history. It looks like it won't
the quarterback from Hawaii will love that one.
Yeah, not going to get out of the single digits probably. Light rain in both Baltimore and New York for the Lions and Giants game, but no real wind, so I'm not too concerned about that.
And as always, check the temperatures and weather forecasts an hour before kickoff before making any final decisions.
I am backing off on my Marcus Mariota joy. Weather will play a factor there. So also, I got invited this morning to go to the Jets Dolphins game, but Jamie, I had to say no, and you know why.
Oh, we could. You know what, Adam? You know what the thing I like about our radio show on Saturday night? It's the show that, you know, we usually go 10 to midnight, but the show after us on Saturday night from midnight to 2 is going to be even better.
Yeah, well, usually it's the huge show, which is a great show, but we are going until 2 a.m., 4 hours.
4 hours!
Yeah, of Eye on Fantasy Football, so 2 a.m. Eastern. If you're awake, you got to call us.
We are covering every player in every game. Down to the last member of every 53-man roster.
Yeah. I can't wait to see you on Sunday morning.
Oh, I'm going to be giddy. You think I go to bed before 2 anyway?
Maybe on the night before Sunday. On a Saturday night, you
never.
Might.
Well, no chance.
Jamie's weird. And also, so call us up. That's on CBS Sports Radio. You can listen on CBSSportsRadio.com. You can find your local affiliate. 10 p.m. Eastern till 2 a.m. Eastern Saturday night. Okay, I want to read an email from Connor, fantasyfootball@CBSI.com. We're going to really focus on the rankings today. Just so much starter sit for the AFC home games. There's a lot of really interesting players. And Connor says, dear Jim and Chip.
49ers head coaches.
Yeah, good job. I know you guys are low on him, but Allen Robinson has played Houston 3 times in his career, and his worst game was 5 receptions for 108 yards. His best game was only 5 weeks ago, 9 catches, 107 yards, and a touchdown with a 2-point conversion. So basically, Connor wants to know why you guys have Allen Robinson outside your top 40 this week.
Trust.
He's not the number one receiver in Jacksonville anymore.
I don't generally look that much at player versus team over the past few years, so I have that excuse.
Well, I think you could throw... I personally could throw away the last 2 weeks for Allen Robinson, but the 2 weeks before that were also very concerning because they weren't against Minnesota and Denver, and they were very bad. I was surprised that he was outside of your top 40, though. I feel like he could bounce back.
He definitely could. And originally, I had him like in the 30s, but I just don't trust him. It's so hard right now to say you're in your semifinals, you know, for whatever has gotten you there, and Allen Robinson is the reason why.
Okay. All right then. So let's go to the news, and then we'll get into the startometer and the games. I asked on Twitter, is Adrian Peterson a must-add, as he has returned to practice and has not been ruled out for this week against the Colts? I got 1,300 votes. 79% of people said Adrian Peterson is not a must-add. Do you guys agree?
Yes, he is not a must-add. He could be a luxury pick to use in Week 16, but there's no guarantee he's going to be good. He might even cost you your fantasy matchup if you pick him up and start him in week 16.
You know what really changed the equation?
What changed the equation?
The Melvin Gordon and Matt Forte injuries.
Yes.
I think he might have been pretty close to a must-add, but all those teams that had that one extra roster spot went and picked up Kenneth Farrow, went and picked up Bilal Powell, and they're not going to drop either one of those guys for Adrian Peterson.
Not now. Now, they could consider doing that if he's still out there next week,
but
think
if you
about,
didn't
think
get,
about
if
what
you didn't get Powell and you didn't get Farrow. Why wouldn't you take a chance on Peterson just in case you have another injury?
What makes you think he's going to be any good?
What makes you think Alshon Jeffrey's going to be any good?
You know what? That's a great point.
It's the same thing with anybody coming off.
Alshon could be
anybody coming off of a lengthy absence is going to have the chance to struggle. However, he's in a position that we all need, we all covet. We go out, we pick up Farrell because he may get
work.
He's
a running back, and he might be the lead guy.
You're talking about a situation of. The Vikings offensive line, we can all agree, awful. Matt Asiata, Jerick McKinnon, awful. But you know what Asiata's done? He finds the end zone.
Right.
Does he get a lot of work?
True.
No.
Yeah.
Peterson will get work if he's there. Mm-hmm. And he'll have a chance to find the end zone the same way Asiata will. So I'm not going to rule out saying pick him up. That does not mean start him.
And the reason he's not must-add also is if it's week 13, week 12, and there's 12 teams competing on the waiver wire, then he's probably a must-add. Somebody needs him. There's only four teams maybe that are trying to get somebody off the waiver wire. There's a decent chance that all four teams in the league don't have a spot for Adrian Peterson.
You're also talking about, though, he came into the week, and I use 65% as the baseline for free agents. That's relatively high.
Right.
He was at 63%. Mm-hmm. So it's not like he was, oh my gosh, he's out there. The people voting probably didn't have the chance to pick him up anyway.
I am dropping, or trying to anyway, I put in a claim for Peterson dropping Deion Lewis.
Yes, that's an easy move.
Agreed.
Right. All right, so we made a good case for and against. You know who doesn't need Adrian Peterson? Big Kane 3. He's got all the running backs. So Alex is like,
he does have a quarterback decision, though. When we talk about quarterbacks, maybe he'll bring that up.
Okay. I want to thank the listeners. You know, I don't want to wait until week 17 to do this because a lot of people might tune out by then. Hopefully you don't. And we are year-round. We'll do a podcast once a week during the off-season, at least once a week. So make sure you stay subscribed, stay tuned, and tell your friends. But I do want to thank everybody for listening. It means a lot to me. We're getting like 20 emails an hour now. It's crazy. I haven't seen this many emails since August. So I know you guys are still tuned in. I'm going to do my best to respond to the emails at some point this week. If I don't read them on the air, I just want to thank everybody for being here throughout this season. And I want to say first thank you to the listeners and screw you to the listeners because I'm giving out a bonanza this week. And here it is. There's only one game. I mean, it's such a defensive week. Oakland, San Diego. They scored 65 points in the first meeting. Bonanza. And we'll get to that game later.
Thank you for not ruining my start of the week.
Oh, who is it?
The problem is I've got Derek Carr and Philip Rivers both as top five quarterbacks, and I've got to downgrade them now.
Who's start of the week, Jamie?
Kirk Cousins.
Ah, okay. Yeah, no, they got Carolina, so.
You just bonanzaed your own fantasy team.
I know. I destroyed my season with the bonanza. Sorry. Sorry to be. All right, the rest of the news and notes. Sam Bradford was limited in practice with a shoulder injury. And then as far as the running backs go, Matt Forte, Melvin Gordon. Melvin Gordon almost certainly out this week. Might return next week against Cleveland. Forte, torn meniscus, game time decision. We're approaching it as if Matt Forte is not going to play. James Starks did not practice due to a concussion. We do like Ty Montgomery. That game's coming up tomorrow. But for tonight's game, would you start Ty Montgomery over Todd Gurley or Thomas Rawls?
Definitely not over Rawls. And in a PPR league, I would start him over Gurley.
Yep. I'd start him over Gurley in both.
Would you start Ty Montgomery as a wide receiver over Kenny Britt or Doug Baldwin?
Not Baldwin, but yes, Britt.
Yep.
Okay.
Agreed.
Aaron Rodgers is going to play through the calf injury. We just talked about him. Look, I picked up Carson Palmer in my Andrew Luck league. I didn't know what to do. I think it's clear to me now because he's banged up. He's got, what, like elbow and shoulder injuries. He's going to play through them, but the Minnesota matchup is tough enough. Did the injury news yesterday on Luck change your opinion at all? I really don't want to start him if I can avoid it.
No, I think he's going to end up practicing by the end of the week and he'll go out there and play.
The injury news doesn't change it, but I agree with you, Adam, that I'm leaning more and more towards I really don't want to start him. I'll do one more rankings update this afternoon, and I would say he's moving down.
It's all these guys. I mean, Luck, Breeze, Brady. I mean, they're just in bad spots, and it's just a matter of who do you feel more comfortable with? Palmer, who's been bad in good matchups.
Right.
Taylor, who hasn't been electric for the most part. Joe Flacco, who's, you know, come on lately, but he's still Joe Flacco. It's just a matter of where your comfort level is with these other guys over the guy who got you there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. That's going to be a game time decision for me, but I'm
That's kind of Adam, just that's what Alex is dealing with. He's got Brady versus Denver and Russell Wilson tonight, and he's got to make a call.
What did you guys advise?
I kept hearing Russell Wilson.
Oh, we turned Alex down, sorry.
The chutzpah to bench Brady.
Yeah, I mean for me I'm benching Brady for Flacco. In a final. Wow. It's a 10-team league, so we end this week. And so I'm going with Joe Flacco over him. And in another league, it's a semifinal, I'm going with Tyrod Taylor over Brady.
Yeah, but would you go with Russell Wilson over Brady?
Yes,
I would. And I like Brady.
I've got him back-to-back in my rankings right now. The only problem I have with the Russell Wilson over Brady is that Russell Wilson's pretty much been awful this year.
Yeah.
Right, but so is every quarterback against Denver.
Yeah.
Not all, but most.
Yeah, not Matt Ryan.
Not Cam.
That's it. You know, we don't know much about the Patriots and how they approach things, but when they have an opportunity to run, they more often than not try to do it.
Right.
And you think this is an opportunity to run?
Yes.
You
can absolutely run on Denver. Thing.
Tennessee ran all over them last week.
Well, if you look at Tennessee, if you look at what Oakland did against Denver, these teams know you don't pass on Denver. If you have a good running game, you give them the rock. Like, I could see Blunt getting 20 carries in this
yep.
game.
And Brandon Marshall is banged up, their linebacker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Two of their two starting inside linebackers both might miss the game.
Yep.
So, Dante Moncrief didn't practice. Julio Jones didn't practice. AJ Green didn't practice. Or, did he practice AJ Green?
Partially.
Yeah. So,
the speculation from, one of the Cincinnati writers was that he needs to have a full practice today or you shouldn't expect him to play.
Okay.
Because in the past, they've wanted a full practice on Wednesday or Thursday from anybody returning from an extended absence.
The tea leaves have been kind of, he's trying to get back for next week.
Okay. And Julio, we still don't know. No.
I wouldn't count on him.
Right. Yep.
Like, you gotta, if you have Kenny Britt or Julio, that's your choice. As bad as it is, you gotta play Britt.
For sure.
All my TJ Yeldon love, not so sure anymore. Looks like Chris Ivory might be able to play this week at Houston. Theo Riddick did not practice. The Cardinals cut Michael Floyd. Kelvin Benjamin says he expects Josh Norman to shadow him.
Yeah. I like how Adam just glosses right over Michael Floyd getting
cut. Well, because of time limits today.
You bonanzaed a man's career, Adam.
Yeah. I blame him, not me. But, you know. Okay, Luke Kuechly has a chance to play. C.J. Fedorowicz didn't practice, possible concussion. Jimmy Smith, Baltimore's cornerback, he missed practice Wednesday. We will talk about that game, Philadelphia visiting Baltimore. The Bears, defensive tackle Eddie Goldman may miss this week's game. That's a big loss for them and makes Ty Montgomery even more attractive. And the Saints placed their left tackle Teron Armstead on IR. They also have Max Unger, their center, dealing with an injury, and Michael Thomas was able to practice. Delvin Bro, their cornerback, looks like he might miss the game, and linebacker Craig Robertson. So you're talking about Arizona and New Orleans, two very banged-up teams, and we will preview that game tomorrow. All right, before we get into the start-o-meter, I do want to talk about the app Draft, and I just want to tell you that if you sign up on Draft, you can play against me. I'm going to do three. Oh, Heath and I did a contest this morning. We did a head-to-head draft.
I just downloaded it this morning, and it is so cool. I love it. I've done like 8 drafts already this morning. I really like it a lot.
Yeah, I was challenged by 2 or 3 listeners last night. I did a few drafts. So I'm going to do a few listener leagues, I think 3, with up to 10 people. So me and maybe up to 9 others. So if you tweet me at Adam Azer, AIZER, with your username, sign up, use our offer code FFToday. FFToday, you get 100%. Match on your first deposit, I think up to $600. We'll do a league and a $1 contest. We'll just basically do it for fun. You can do it for free, but let's put $1 on it. Why not? And we'll do some drafts and it'll be cool. I think I'll do it on Friday. So just be patient, but tweet me and I'm going to select them at random. All right, the start-o-meter. So we tried Adam Sandler movies. We tried Die Hards. We tried all this stuff. We got so much negative feedback, punch out. So I'm just going to keep it simple. We'll go start-o-meter 1 to 5. 1 to 5. 1 is the worst. 5 is the best. Or if you want to do a little different, we can do atomic number of periodic elements from hydrogen to boron, 1 to 5. Whatever you guys would like to do.
It's like you're a boron for even suggesting the period, the okay. elements table.
Let's just no elements. Let's just do numbers. Malcolm Mitchell at Denver, your confidence in him on the start-o-meter, 1 to 5.
I'll say 2.
Can it be 0 to 5? Like 0 is
yes.
no chance in hell?
Yeah, I'll 0 to 5.
Die Hard 2.
Jamie, don't do it. Do not be an anarchist here. What's your answer, Jamie, on 0 to 5?
Die Hard 2.
Please, for the love of God, I don't want to deal with any more people tweeting me about how much they hate this. Please. 2? 0. So we're not starting Malcolm Mitchell.
No,
correct.
You shouldn't want to.
Kenny Britt or Malcolm Mitchell?
Britt.
I really don't like either one.
Okay. I may go Mitchell.
Right. Yeah, Mitchell might be able to pull off one play or something.
Right.
There Britt
are no
can buys.
Avoid Sherman. Mitchell can't avoid the entire Broncos secondary.
Yeah, there are no buys, so you know. You probably don't have to start him. Terrell Pryor at Buffalo, 0 to 5.
3, 2, 1.
Blast off.
All right, Heath, you're the high man on Pryor.
I don't feel good about that. I may lower it just so that I'm not the high man on Pryor.
Okay.
I mean, I put him at 3 because he's a guy that, like, I'm starting him over Malcolm Mitchell or Kenny Britt. He's a borderline, he's a flexish type option.
I agree okay. with everything you said, but it still doesn't make me feel good about starting him.
He's got a quarterback that does 2 things, throw the ball deep or run.
Or get tackled and suffer an injury that
I was trying to be nice. Pryor needs his route tree has developed, and so he's not just the guy that has just to run down the field. And that's Corey Coleman. You saw the targets last week; it was awful. And you know whether that was just the Bengals really making a concerted effort to take away Pryor and make RG3 lean on his other guys. I can't imagine the Bills are going to try to do anything different. So it's a very small sample size, but in the two starts with RG3, Pryor has been terrible.
Okay. Tyreek Hill facing the awful Tennessee secondary. Tyreek Hill, 0-5.
6-4-5.
Who are some wide receivers you would start Tyreek Hill over?
Doug Baldwin, Brandon Cooks, Allen Robinson, Brandon Marshall.
Wow. Okay.
AJ Green,
Julian Edelman.
Okay. Yeah, we like Tyreek Hill. All right, let's go to the Cleveland Buffalo game. Tyrod Taylor, 0-5.
4. 4. 3.5.
Okay.
I like him better than average.
Do you like him better than Brady?
No.
Yes.
Do you like Tyrod Taylor better than Breeze?
Yes.
No.
No.
Do you like Tyrod Taylor better than Luck?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Well, the quarterback rankings are not all that similar this week. So let's just say Tyrod Taylor is a safe 20 fantasy points. Is that fair?
I think that's safe to say.
Yep.
All right.
I don't know if he's going to get you to 30.
Right.
I know Andrew Luck is not getting me to 30.
Yeah. I thought he might.
I know Tom Brady's not getting me to 30.
What if I said I thought he might?
Then you'd be the first guy to have the quarterback get 30 points against the Minnesota Vikings.
Good quarterbacks.
Yes.
Tough matchups on the road, I admit it. But
there have been some good quarterbacks.
Yeah, Brady had 28 or 29 at Denver last year in the regular season. Then he had a bad game in the postseason. But he threw the ball like 50 times in that game.
And Gronk had like half of his yards.
Yes. But Edelman was out in the good one. The good game for him. All right, Sammy Watkins against Cleveland.
5-4.
Must start guy this week?
Yeah, yes. Pretty much.
Okay, yeah, he's top 10 in standard. He's like top 15 in PPR. All right, let's go to San Diego Oakland game. Dontrell Inman against Oakland, 0-5.
4.
2.
So,
he's been great. Lots of targets, lots of catches. Touchdown, 3 straight games.
Saved yeah, what's
a
up,
baby
Heath?
From a fire.
I'm surprised
the game.
You've been the guy down on the Oakland secondary all season too.
Yeah, I like Tyrell Williams a lot. I don't necessarily buy into what Inman has done. He has scored a touchdown in 3 straight games. The targets have been okay.
Yeah, he hasn't been like a monster.
He's
target
got
guy.
Doesn't have 8 targets in any game over the last 3 weeks.
He's had at least 5 catches 4 of his last 5 games.
That's true.
So big targets,
involved.
Not big. Targets.
I don't think it's The thing that makes me comfortable with him is that Williams is not healthy.
Right.
Yeah. I think they could both have big games.
It's possible.
I think this is a high scoring shootout.
Yeah,
or
he bonanza.
Oh, wait,
Dave.
He bonanza.
He bonanza.
Sit them both.
Rivers will
Let's
get you.
Start Malcolm Mitchell and Kenny Britt over these
Rivers
guys.
Will get you 282 and 4.
So,
I think he gets
4.
And 3.
Wait,
283
but. And 3. I think, you know, you look at what Oakland has done against wide receivers. They've been a lot better, actually, since the San Diego game. Does that worry you at all?
It worries me for both guys having big games.
Right.
Especially with the other two guys being Williams and Travis Benjamin, not at 100%. And let's not rule out, he still throws to his tight ends in the red zone. Henry scored in 3 of 4.
Sure. Now, let's do rankings. Rank these 4 wide receivers. Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, Dontrell Inman, Tyrell Williams.
Watkins, Hill, Inman, Williams.
Watkins, Hill, Williams, Inman.
I'm going to say Watkins, Hill, Inman, Williams, and they're all in my top 24.
Okay.
Yeah, Williams makes me the most nervous of that group.
Next up on the start-o-meter is Zach Ertz at Baltimore. Two big games in a row at Cincinnati and home against Washington. Zach Ertz at Baltimore.
I like him better in PPR leagues. I just think he's going to have a hard time in the red zone. I think he's still going to get a lot of targets. The Eagles seem to like using him now. They finally found ways
zero
to scheme
to, 0-5, Dave.
3.
Yeah, I think 2-3. 2.5.
1.
1.
Let me tell you something.
I'm moving him down right now.
The Ravens have not faced good tight ends this year, and the three
yes, exactly.
The 3 good ones they've faced, 2 of them have done really well, and that's been in the last 3 weeks, Eifert and Bennett.
The tier that I struggle with is Gates, Ertz, and Gresham.
Ertz shouldn't be in that tier.
He should be behind Gates.
If he's playing against like the other two, Gates has got Oakland and Gresham's got the Saints, and they haven't been fantastic matchups.
Gates has had good matchups 2 weeks in a row. He's been terrible.
He might score a touchdown. He might fall in the end zone.
He might.
There's a better chance of falling in the end zone than Zacharys does.
Ertz has a better chance of getting 60 yards.
Disagree.
I think
60 yards probably.
Yeah. Well, that's 6 points.
I would say Gates has a better chance of getting 40 yards, and Gates has a better chance of getting 10 fantasy points.
Don't know if I see it that way.
Bad on the line in Philly. Bad on the road. And I saw this from NFL Research last night that there have been 6 rookie quarterbacks to play in Baltimore in the Jim Harbaugh era. And 0-6 with like the most brutal quarterback rating you could possibly imagine. So he does a good job against young quarterbacks. That defense has been playing well. I don't care that they don't have Jimmy Smith. This isn't a receiving core that's dynamic, and he wouldn't be covering Jordan Matthews anyway. So they can focus their attention with Eric Weddle, who's been fantastic against taking away Zach Ertz. It's going to be a bad day for him.
But I could. Tyler Eifert had a good game, and Martellus Bennett had a good game. I don't.
Yeah, and those guys have a better chance traditionally over the course of their careers of finding the end zone.
Finding the end zone, yeah. Yeah.
Right. No, I still think the volume will be there for Ertz. I agree that he's going to have a hard time scoring.
Right. Yes, but you would start Ladarius Green over him, right?
Yep.
Nope. Yep. Easily.
No, Dave?
No.
Interesting. Because Big Ben's on the road, but the Bengals, God, they're the worst. They gave up 2 touchdowns to Steelers tight ends in their last game. Last game against Steelers.
Yeah, this should be a good day for Ladarius.
All right. Next up. Let's do Bilal.
I'm really hungry.
Let's do Bilal Powell and Kenneth Farrow. Bilal Powell against Miami on the start-o-meter.
4.
5.
You kind of can't believe you're saying 5, right?
Well, I think anybody's a top 24. 4 to 5. What's Jeremy Hill?
Oh, God.
3.
3 at best.
I think they're in the same category.
What? Wow.
You're not feeling it with Bilal Powell, huh?
No.
All right.
I think it's probably not a great game script. I don't think it's a good matchup.
Whoa. Wait a second. Why is it? Okay. See, the thing is, Heath, I feel like he's going to be catching passes and or getting the carries. So I don't know, catching passes part
in PPR, I think that's probably true. You were taken aback by me saying it's not a good matchup. The Dolphins.
No. I think I was taken aback by the game script thing. No, I was taken aback by you comparing him to Jeremy Hill. That I don't really get.
I've been taken aback by everything that you said in the last 45 seconds, Heath.
The Dolphins have played 7 of the best 9 running backs in football. All but 2 of them have been worse than their season average. That includes David Johnson. That includes Le'Veon Bell.
But they've all done well.
What's that?
But they've all done well.
They've all had a ton of fantasy points.
They've all been right in the 10 to 12 range, except for 2 of them that were better. And 10 to 12 is good. But all of them are also better than Bilal Powell. All of them are on better teams than the New York Jets.
Don't you think he's going to get 20 touches, though? He had 29 carries. It went to overtime. But if Forte is out, they're just going to feed him.
Yeah, that's what I see.
They're not relying on anybody else. And he's the perfect guy for a Chan Gailey offense.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect guy.
Yep. Okay. It's 12 fantasy points to every running back.
I still have him as a top 20 running back. Like, I'm not saying
he's bad. Yeah, but I've
got
him in my top 10.
I think that's ridiculous.
Oh man, I don't like. How could you start You'd start Spencer Ware over Bilal Powell?
I think Spencer Ware probably gets 20 touches. I think it's the same argument.
What does he do with them?
When he gets 20 touches, he gets 70 yards.
We've seen Bilal Powell get 20 touches once against an historically bad defense.
That's
like,
true.
The worst.
So he goes from 20 plus fantasy points to somewhere in the neighborhood of 15.
I think he's probably a 10 to 12 fantasy point guy.
Hmm.
It's funny because Stephen O, who used to come on our show and does our projections, he's usually conservative with backup guys. He has him as our 9th best running back for the week.
Rawls or Powell, guys?
Rawls easily.
Rawls, but I think it's close.
I agree. I think it's close.
Okay. And just a few more here on the start-o-meter. Okay, well, Kenneth Farrell?
See, this is how he feels about Bilal Powell is how I feel about Kenneth Farrow.
3 for Farrow.
2.5.
I'm going to say 2.5 as well. It's a great opportunity. We just aren't sure of how many touches. We're not sure about how good this guy is.
Whoa. He bonanzas it, remember? 1.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no. Negative bonanza's 10. Not bad for running backs, right? Because low scoring game, everybody's just going to run the ball and run the clock. And it'll be a
I'm starting
game.
The Raiders defense.
Everybody gets ruined. Well, you should start the Raiders defense because Rivers throws them.
That's true.
The Raid, oh no, it's
Favorite the is a guy I struggle with in the, like, Todd Gurley, Frank Gore range.
Oh, you have to start Farrow over Gurley tonight.
Yes, I would too.
Would you start Farrow or Doug Baldwin?
Farrow.
Baldwin.
Baldwin.
Would you start Farrow or, Brandon Cooks?
Farrow.
Is Thomas playing?
Yep.
He practiced on Wednesday.
Yes.
If Thomas plays, I like Cooks a lot.
Yep. If Thomas doesn't play, then Patrick Peterson's just going to take Cooks away.
We got a funny team name, disappear. By the way. You want to hear a good team name about Kenneth Farrow?
Is it about Let My People Go?
Yeah, it's Kenneth Farrow, Let My Rivers Throw.
So, Alex, let me tell you something. Adam tries to work in a way to sing every time he possibly can. So he chooses things like this, like team names and, you know, things, you know, players and anything he gets a chance to sing, he likes to sing. Is that like a thing at UM?
Yeah. Depends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Catchy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah, we have his mic off, Jamie. So you have to give us a heads up if, we're bringing Alex in. Now, a few more here. Jay Ajayi.
Good host would let people know that.
Jay Ajayi on the, startup meter, 0 to 5.
3.
Three.
It was a meager three.
2.9.
Farrow or Ajayi, guys?
Ajayi or Pell?
Pell.
How about Farrow?
Both of them over Farrow.
Powell, Ajayi, Farrow.
Yep.
Like, I don't want to, I don't want you to think I'm saying Pell sucks.
No.
I've still got him ahead of these guys.
Okay. Steve Smith.
4.
3.2.
1.
Whoa!
Haven't watched the Eagles much.
I think that they could run their way to a big win. I think they're going to be able to do whatever they want.
Dave?
Steve Smith has been terrible.
5 straight road games for the Eagles, 15 or more fantasy points for a wide receiver. Is it going to be Mike Wallace maybe? Or is it just not going to happen?
Could be. They were taking shots with Mike Wallace last week.
I think they both go off.
Yeah, I think Wallace is a decent flex and Smith's a number 2.
I would agree.
It's 4 straight, not 5 straight, by the way. That stat about 15 or more. Okay, and Amari Cooper, 0 to 5.
5, 5, 4.
Okay, start him. No team goes into the season without a game plan, guys. If they did, game day highlights would be nothing more than a football follies compilation, and you know those can be funny, hilarious. But Buffalo Wild Wings knows that fans prefer the taste of glory on game day, the kind of glory that comes with having 21 signature sauces and seasonings to choose from. Or a great lineup of cold and refreshing beers on tap, or a collection of wall-to-wall flat screens so big it would make your head spin. Now, we cover all those details so they add up to the kind of game day experience that fans can appreciate. And we do it because we appreciate the fans. So win or lose, if you're a fan, you still win at having the best game day atmosphere there is. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports, we do it for you because you're a football fan. Fellas, let's break down some games. New England at Denver. Tom Brady is just inside the top 12, unless you've changed them. So he's 11th for Jamie, he is 9th for Dave, and 12th for Heath. We've talked about it, you know. Some would take Tyrod Taylor ahead of him. How about Jameis Winston? Would you go with Jameis Winston or Tom Brady?
Winston.
Brady.
Brady.
All right. And what was the answer to Flacco versus Brady?
Brady for me. That's what the bet is, Adam.
Brady.
Oh, that's me versus you?
Yeah.
Okay.
For your original score, whatever song this is.
LeGarrette Blount, you feeling good about him this week?
Yep.
Love him.
I'm nervous.
Powell
like
or Blount?
Brady, but you're nervous on Blount?
Correct.
Whew. Powell or Blount?
Powell.
Blount.
Blount.
All right. James White or Deion Lewis, any interest?
James White.
Well,
White.
If I had to use one, it would be White.
But you don't want him, right?
No. I'd rather use Blount.
All right. So, look, Denver has been a little worse lately against wide receivers. San Diego game, Kansas City, and New Orleans. We're talking in those three games, 5 players who had, well, 4 who had 10 or more, 5 who had 7 or more, I think. Well, regardless. Does that give you hope for Edelman? Or what are you advising Edelman and Mitchell owners this week?
Bench Edelman in standard leagues, and he's a number 3 in PPR.
I think he's better than a number 3 in PPR. He's actually had some pretty good numbers over his career against Denver. And I know the Broncos defense, it's great this year. They've been great before too. I'm looking for it right now, exactly how he did.
He had
the last game against him was his absolute worst. The playoff game, he had 5 point standard, 7 PPR.
But he wasn't 100% healthy.
The three prior, a minimum of 14 points in a standard league and a minimum of 23 in a PPR.
Yeah, but that secondary wasn't as good as what they are now.
They are very good now. There is no question about it. And their pass rush is very dangerous right now, too. I still think Edelman can get you at least 7 catches. The yardage, the opportunity to score, I think he's going to have chances, but I'm not convinced that he's going to be excellent in that regard.
He just hasn't been good.
Martellus Bennett is, you know, coming off a really good game against Baltimore, 71 yards and a touchdown, and says he's healthier. So Bennett or Ertz, guys?
I have Ertz, but Bennett is one of the reasons why I'm confident in Brady this week.
I like Bennett better than Ertz.
I like the matchup for him against the linebackers, against TJ Ward. I think Brady's going to try and I think he's going to pick at those guys.
That's how Brady had success last year.
Yeah. I think that's where he goes back to. And if they get the run game going, the play action is going to work beautifully with Martellus. In the
how about Bennett
special.
Or Bennett or Brait?
Brait.
I think I have Brait higher.
Bennett and Ertz are both like right around 12 or so, you know, 10 to 13. Actually, Dave has Ertz higher, but
Heath left, by the way.
Yeah, Heath left. I was about to say Heath had to go do a fantasy baseball video. Normally wouldn't be a problem, but because of the whole Skype issue, we got started so late. So that's my fault, and I'm sorry to Heath. Thank you for
your
service.
It's your fault that Skype went down?
It's my fault that Heath had... Yeah, no, it's not my... It's Skype's fault, so they should apologize. You're right. Thank you. Trevor Siemian, does he have any sleeper appeal this week?
I think he does.
Yeah.
I think he absolutely does.
Just doesn't have a very high ceiling, as we've seen.
Yeah.
I think he can get you 300 yards. It's that second touchdown that has me a little...
It's also going to be game flow. If the Patriots offense puts up points, that's what we've seen against New England, is teams chasing, like Flacco last week.
Right.
So if the Patriots offense shows up, which, you know, it'd be the first time in Denver that a team's going to show up and put up big numbers on them, or first time in a long time at least, then Siemian will be great. But I think the Patriots will get after him a little bit and make things a little tough on him.
I like him a little bit better than that. I don't think they can run the ball. I think Devontae Booker is, I don't know what's wrong with him. I can't tell you. And I think Justin Forsett, I know he had flashes where he looked good last week. He's better as a pass catcher out of the backfield. I think the offensive line is okay, not great. And I think it's going to fall on Siemian to make plays.
Guys,
and I think he can.
Guys, with Forsett, you know, potentially catching passes out of the backfield and New England being so bad in that regard against pass catching running backs, in what type of, would you consider starting Forsett in like a 14 team league?
Yes. I agree with you 100%.
14-team PPR league. He's the number three running back.
We've seen it. You saw it last week with Dixon. If the Broncos are smart, this is a matchup that they can have success with and will help Siemian if, in fact, he is going to put up big numbers because he needs to get the ball out of his hands quick, and they're not going to be able to make a lot of throws down the field. So he's going to have these guys make plays for him, whether it's Booker or Forsett, but it should be Forsett.
Well, then how do you feel about Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders?
I think you're I mean, look, when Simeon's played well, those guys have been good. And so I like Sanders better than Thomas this week. You know, Sanders has a very good track record against the Patriots. And so you look at how he's performed, two of his last three, the last two with Siemian, he's been very good, over 100 yards and one touchdown in those two games.
How would you compare those two wide receivers to Dontrell Inman and Tyrell Williams?
Oh, better.
Better.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So they're basically must starts.
Yes.
Okay. Oakland at New England DST is 10th for Jamie, 16th for Dave, 15th for Heath. Denver DST is 13th for Jamie. He actually likes the Patriots DST better.
I do.
But Dave likes Denver's DST a lot. 5th, and Heath has him 8th.
Yeah. It'll be a bad day for the Denver DST.
Yeah. New England allows the third fewest fantasy points to DSTs. You know,
Brady does not turn the ball over, and he doesn't get sacked.
Should we start the Bills? Should we start the...
Yes.
Should we start
over the Broncos?
Texans?
Yes. The Giants, the Falcons, the Dolphins, all over the Broncos DSC.
I'm not with you on the Dolphins and the Giants, but the Falcons, the Bills, and the Texans for sure.
Yeah, and the Packers also.
Not the Packers.
Definitely the Packers.
Okay. Oakland at San Diego. First meeting was 34-31 Oakland back in week 5. Both defenses have gotten, or at least played better. Maybe it's competition, but they've played better since then. All right, you guys have Derek Carr as a top four quarterback. I'm not going to go into this too deep because it looks like a good matchup, but I'm just wondering, not downgrading him because of the finger injury?
No,
not at all.
Okay, start Derek Carr.
I think he'll be fine. And we've seen it from the Chargers where when they play against a bad quarterback, he does poorly. When they play against a good quarterback, they smack him around. He had 317 yards, 2 touchdowns, the interception back in week 5, 23 or more fantasy points in 2 of his last 3.
Banged up Joey Bosa.
Hmm?
Banged up Joey Bosa.
Banged up secondary. I don't know if Craig Mager is going to play. There's plenty to like here about Carr.
All right, let's do it then. Derek Carr, make it happen. And Latavius Murray, I just want to say that yesterday we did the Fantasy Feud, and we did running backs 4 through 8 in PPR after Johnson, Bell, and Ezekiel Elliott. And we got 4 of them. We didn't say the other one. It was Latavius Murray. He's been, I think, the number 7 running back this year in PPR with an injury, and he is just getting so much work. So there's no way you're sitting him unless you're just loaded, unless you're Big Kane 3 maybe. And he's a top 8 running back in both formats. Latavius Murray, start him up. Which Oakland wide receiver do you like better?
I'll still say Cooper.
Yeah, Cooper. Crabtree's playing with his finger injury. Maybe that's impacted him a little bit. He's had some drops. Hard to say. His ceiling's just higher. And he's done well in the last 2 games against the Chargers.
Cooper?
Crabtree has a touchdown in each of his last 3 against the Chargers. Cooper has 100 yards and a touchdown in 2 of his last 3 against the Chargers.
Ooh. All right. So Crabtree as a flex or Bilal Powell?
Powell.
Crabtree or Farrow?
I'll go Crabtree.
Crabtree.
Crabtree or Doug Martin?
Crabtree. Don't like Martin.
Martin makes me a little nervous. I think that's going to be a lower scoring game, so Crabtree, I think, makes more sense.
Okay. Going over to the Chargers. Would you start Phillip Rivers over Tom Brady this week?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Boy, has he been inconsistent. He's 7 games with 18 or fewer, 6 games with 22 or more fantasy points.
He's been consistent. He's throwing the ball like a madman. Every game,
yeah, but
how,
10 interceptions in his last 4 games.
Yeah, it's not that part's not good.
Okay, let's see. The Chargers running backs, we talked about Kenneth Farrow. He's 35% owned. Do you see any reason to own Ronnie Hillman? Like Ronnie Hillman or Justin Forsett?
Forsett.
You're going to start Forsett in a PPR. Stashing Hillman is not a bad idea.
Okay.
Because what if?
Yeah, and they get the Browns next week. So
right,
it's a good call.
And we talked about Inman and Tyrell Williams. So the tight ends, like I understand why you like Antonio Gates. Oakland had done a pretty good job against tight ends before last week. But, like, man, he's just been so disappointing. And Hunter Henry gets the touchdowns. And it's like having Gates, Jamie has him 7th, Dave has him 11th, and Heath has him 11th in standard. I don't know, 7th seems a little high, Jamie. I'm just going to say.
He's going to score.
You think he scores? Okay. Cool. Philadelphia at Baltimore. Are there any Eagles that you feel good about?
Ertz.
Matthews is about the only one.
Which one?
Jordan.
Okay.
I like Ertz.
Ryan Matthews. Would you start Kenneth Farrow over Ryan Matthews?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to start Ryan Matthews.
Would you start Steve Smith and Mike Wallace over Ryan Matthews?
Sure.
Yes.
All right, so we're getting away from him.
Love Steve Smith this week.
Would you start Steve Smith and or Mike Wallace over Jordan Matthews?
I would start Smith over Jordan Matthews and Matthews over Smith.
Wait. So you'd go Smith, Matthews, Wallace, right?
I'm sorry, Matthews over Wallace. Excuse me. Smith, Matthews, Wallace would be my order.
I'll do the exact opposite.
Matthews,
Wallace. Jordan Matthews, Steve Smith.
Wallace, Matthews, Smith for you, Dave?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Matthews, like, 8 catches for 79 yards last week. Do you think he'll be something like that?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to add this. Recent slot wide receivers against Baltimore. Eli Rogers, 10 points. Cole Beasley, 11. Tyler Boyd, 6. Jarvis Landry, 8, but he had 11 catches. Julian Edelman, 7, but he had 7 catches. So 4 of the 5 did really well in PPR.
Yeah, I think Jordan Matthews will play well. I have both Smith and Matthews in my top 20.
Okay.
Wow.
Joe Flacco, I think we've talked about enough. Kenneth Dixon. How does Kenneth Dixon factor in this week with Bilal Powell? And let me give you one more. How about Spencer Ware?
I think I like Dixon better than both. Not Dixon better than Ware.
Than Ware, right?
I like Dixon and Powell very, very much in PPR. Like, they're both in my top 15.
Philadelphia's allowed a score to a running back in each of their last 4. 3.9 yards per carry in those 4. They're worse on the road than they are at home. And they've allowed 10 or more fantasy points to a running back in 3 of their last 4. The only problem is I feel like there's still a chance Terrence West could score.
Okay, because I was going to ask, you guys have, in standard scoring leagues, Kenneth Dixon around 20th, and I was a little surprised. I thought maybe he'd be closer to top 12 this week.
No, I think that he's going to get yardage. He might have a shot. He might have a shot, honestly, at 100 total yards.
I think he's going to be great.
I don't know if he scores. I think those goal line scores are still going to go to T. West.
If he plays.
I think he'll play.
He didn't play very much last week.
They were behind. They had to throw.
Well, he didn't play early in the game either.
It looked like he just got replaced.
Yeah, he did. This is what you've been waiting for, Dave.
I have. That's why I have Dixon ranked higher than West, but it wouldn't surprise me if West found the end zone.
Okay.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised either, like a fourth quarter situation after Dixon's done all the work.
This might be a dumb question, but would you even hesitate to start Kenneth Dixon over DeAndre Hopkins?
Oh, no, Dixon for sure.
I think you take the chance with Dixon.
How about Sammy Watkins or Kenneth Dixon?
Watkins.
Watkins. But it's close.
All right, we've covered the tight ends for Baltimore, so let's... Well, DST, Baltimore DST, second for Dave and Jamie, sixth for Heath. Saturday night, we'll be on the air doing Ion Fantasy Football and watching Miami at the Jets.
All right there, buddy.
You know what I had this morning? If you hear me doing that, it's because I had a Kind bar. It always gets stuck in my throat, but they're delicious. So, Miami won 27-23.
He's back.
What?
Heath is back.
Heath's back? Oh, how about that? Bonanza. All right. anyway. Jay Ajayi or Kenneth Dixon?
I'll go Ajayi.
Dixon.
I may switch that and go Dixon. I think I like Dixon's upside more.
It's
been
tough.
Sitting here for 20 minutes and you guys won't let me get a word in.
Jay Ajayi has been so bad lately, but the Jets' run defense has gone to poop. I mean, they've given up, it seems.
Yeah, it's not a this isn't really a slight on Ajayi as much as it is Dixon's upside.
All right, so you think Jai could have a good game now?
He'll be okay. I mean, look, he got 20 carries last week. He should have had a touchdown. It was a bad holding call that negated it.
Right.
If he scores that, you're still talking 12 fantasy points. So I think he'll be in that 8 to 12 range again.
Yeah, I said 10 to 12 for Powell, and I would say 8 to 12 for Jai. His floor is just not as high as Powell's.
All right, rank the Dolphins wide receivers, keeping in mind that Matt Moore is a bit of a gunslinger and had a nice little thing going with Kenny Stills for five passes during his five passes last week.
I like Parker a lot this week.
Me too.
I think you see last week was the Patrick Peterson take him away game, and prior to that, he's been the Dolphins' best receiver. So that'll go back to being what it is against a very bad secondary.
Landry's in the mix as a low-end number two receiver / high-end flex in standard leagues PPR. You know that he's going to be good to go. And I think
the one concern would be, though, with...
What's the concern?
That's Tannehill's guy. Is it going to be Matt Moore's guy, too?
I think Moore knows the functionality of this offense pretty well, and I think he'll be able to kind of follow whatever the plan is, which is... Deep shots, smart deep shots to Parker. Use Landry in the slot. Use him in short area.
I'm just going to interrupt you and say that I cannot believe how confident you guys are in Dolphins receivers. I mean, they got their backup quarterback in. He might be terrible.
I don't know.
He could be better than
Tannehill. He's hung around.
He's not going to be better than Tannehill.
I don't think the drop-off is going to be so bad. This isn't Ryan Fitzpatrick to Bryce Petty.
Well, like, the drop-off can't be that bad because you're starting at Ryan Tannehill. Like, how... There's not a huge drop to be made.
Exactly.
If a guy's in the NFL.
Right. That's part of it.
All right, Heath.
Matt Moore is one of the better backup quarterbacks in the league.
Heath, any interest in Robbie Anderson this week or Brandon Marshall?
I like Robbie Anderson better than Brandon Marshall. It's pretty clear he's getting
all
the targets.
Can you believe it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't actually think he's better, but Rice Petty throws to him more. That's pretty much all that matters. So Anderson's a flexious receiver.
Yeah.
Allen Robinson or Robbie Anderson?
Robbie Anderson.
All right.
How about DeAndre Hopkins or Robbie Anderson?
I think I have Anderson higher.
I do too.
Okay, cool. That's it for this game. You can start the Dolphins DST. They're 62% owned. The Jets allow the second most fantasy points DSTs. Tennessee at Kansas City, guys. We have four games left. Let's fly through them here. Tennessee at Kansas City. Marcus Mariota we're avoiding. We're trying to avoid, right?
Yep.
Yep.
DeMarco Murray's a top five running back. Rishard Matthews. Robbie Anderson or Rishard Matthews?
Matthews.
Robbie.
Robbie Anderson.
Okay. Heath, do you have any faith in Rishard Matthews? He can get you a good game?
I don't know. The thing that I kind of like about it is he pretty much just played on the right side of the formation until last week, and they went up against a tough matchup, and they kind of tried to move him around a little bit. So I'm hoping they'll move him away from Peters. And yeah, if he lines up on the left side most of the game, I think he's probably going to have 100 yards and a score. That's what everybody that lines up on the left side against Kansas City does.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking about a team that has one of the, it's so tough to score as a receiver on that side of the field, yet the Chiefs are one of the worst teams against wide receivers.
He had a touchdown called back last week, didn't he? I believe he did.
I think that's correct.
Yeah.
Okay. And Delanie Walker going up against a really tough matchup. Would you start any of the following over Delanie Walker? Antonio Gates.
Yes.
No.
No.
Zach Ertz.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Ladarius Green.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
All right, so Delanie Walker, you could get away from him if you wanted to.
You should.
The one I struggle with is Rudolph.
Oh, Rudolph should be great this week.
Green is the one I struggle with. Green versus Delanie Walker.
I mean, Delanie. Greg Olsen, Gates, Cameron Brate, these guys combined. Nope, none of them have scored more than 3 fantasy points against the Chiefs. It's been awful.
They're so good.
They have been outstanding. It's just a matter of, are the Titans shrewd enough to just kind of use them as a decoy?
Okay, Spencer Ware, guys. Last 6 games, 1 game with double-digit fantasy points. He scored those 2 touchdowns against the Falcons. Ware has caught 7 passes in week 1. He's caught 21 in his next 11 games, so I don't even consider him a PPR guy. Also, teams very rarely run against Tennessee. They've seen the second fewest rush attempts in the NFL, but Kansas City's a little different. So does anybody have confidence in Spencer Ware this week?
The number 2.
Low end number 2.
Yep.
Okay. Tyreek Hill, top 15 in standard, top 17 in PPR. Any interest in Macklin? Could he be a deep league flyer this week?
No.
No.
I don't really see it.
All right. And Kelsey is the number 2 tight end in standard, number 1 in PPR. Chiefs DST is top 8. 8, 6, and 4 for Jamie, Dave, and Heath. All right, we got 3 games left. We've been 51 minutes. I'll let you guys decide because we started late. You want to go now and save the 3 games for tomorrow, or do you want to keep it going?
Let's keep going, Adam.
All right.
Keep going.
Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. 24-16 Pittsburgh in the first meeting. It was a bad weather game. Roethlisberger scored 25 fantasy points. I kind of want to believe in Roethlisberger, guys, because I think as long as the weather's okay, like, he scored 20 fantasy points at Baltimore.
Weather doesn't bother Ben. He's fine in the weather at home.
Well, fine. He scored 20 points at Baltimore. He scored 26 fantasy points at Indianapolis. He had terrible weather at Cleveland, terrible weather at Baltimore, and he was terrible in those 2 games. You guys don't have Roethlisberger anywhere near your top 12. You have 16th, 19th, and 15th.
How about this is the ultimate Ben Roethlisberger stat of the week. He's played in Cincinnati 14 times. He's had 20 or more fantasy points 4 times.
Oh, wow.
I think the better stat is just his numbers at home versus on the road.
Okay.
28 points per game. He averages at home, 15 on the road. Over the last 3 years.
15.
All right. So, look, the Steelers are easy. If you settle on Roethlisberger, you're starting Brown, you're starting Bell, and Heath and Jamie seem pretty on board with Adarius Green. I don't know what's holding you back, Dave. What's going on?
Last week was disappointing, and it's if I like Antonio Brown and I like Ladarius Green and I like Le'Veon Bell, then I can't rank Ben where I have him ranked.
Well, that's kind
of so. Someone's going to disappoint. Part of me thinks Antonio Brown might disappoint a little bit. Now, you're not going to sit him in your seasonal fantasy. I would not use him on FanDuel or DraftKings or draft.
Antonio Brown's really struggled against Cincinnati, right?
Yes. Yeah. He does not have a great track record against them. His last Baltimore. 5 games, 3, 11, 8, 10, and 18. 18, is, I would say we would take 18. But the other 4, non-Antonio Brown-esque stats.
No.
All right. Well, the Bengals do allow the 3rd most fantasy points to tight ends, but okay, Dave has made his case. Jeremy Hill or Spencer Ware?
Ware.
I think Ware. I'm not aware where I have them ranked.
I don't want to start either one if I can help it.
Okay. So, Cincinnati. Any love for Dalton this week?
Nope.
No.
Not with A.J. Green not coming back. If he was coming back, I might have put Dalton ahead of Ben.
Any Tyler Boyd or Brandon LaFell love this week? Any Cincinnati love? Eifert is a must start. Any other than that, anybody you like?
Eifert actually has 9 fantasy points or fewer in 5 career games against Pittsburgh. So
you
even
he can't bench him now.
I know, but it's kind of like the Antonio Brown thing. He got you to this point. Of course, you're going to use him. Daily fantasy, you're not going to use him. It's messy. And Jeremy Hill, just to, you know, clarify just how rough his matchup is. 6 career games against Pittsburgh, 1 touchdown, 1 100-yard game,
four games with under 70 total yards and no touchdowns.
I think Boyd's a flex option in PPR.
Sure.
He's had 10 to 11 fantasy points every yeah. week.
Okay. Cleveland at Buffalo. Again, I didn't mention this. Kyle Williams, Buffalo's defensive tackle, hoping to play through back tightness. Now, we talked about Tyrod Taylor. We talked about Sammy Watkins. If you want to take a flyer on a tight end, Charles Clay is 16th for Jamie, 17th for Heath, not in the top 24 for Dave, but, you know, he's Charles Clay.
Dave hates Charles Clay. And what's wrong with Charles Clay, Dave?
He's the Jared Cook of the Northeast. Everyone's going to pile onto that bandwagon.
No, nobody's going to get you on that bandwagon because he didn't have a huge game last week, but it is the
But
Browns.
He scored. It's a miracle.
He has a truck button now. Did you see it? He ran right through that defender.
And we talked about Terrell Pryor, too, and the Bills' DST is top four. So the only question in this game, Isaiah Crowell, how do you like him this week?
He should be good. I mean, you know, he's got a good track record with RG3 in the two games that they played together. He's averaging 12 fantasy points in that two-game stretch.
I don't really agree, though, because he was pretty bad against the Eagles until, like, the last three carries of the game. It was total garbage time.
Yeah, but they're going to give him work, and it's not... You know, a tough matchup. Buffalo's really been bad against running backs.
Yeah. They've allowed a touchdown, at least one to a running back in six of their last seven.
I really, like, I was on board with Cleveland not winning a game, and then Marcell Dareus guaranteed a victory. And you're guaranteeing a victory over a team that's 0-13. I kind of think you're probably going to lose.
If the Bills lose, is Rex fired?
That might happen.
Oh, 100%.
Is Rex fired anyway?
Probably. Well, you're talking about end of year or after this week?
Right.
Because if they lose after this week, he's fired.
No, well, there was a report that they don't want to do it midseason.
But if you lose to the Browns, it doesn't matter what you want to do.
It could be.
We're not going to lose.
Crowell or Ajayi?
Ajayi.
Crowell.
Ajayi.
Crowell or Farrow?
Crowell.
Crowell.
Crow.
Okay. In PPR, Crowell over Farrow?
Yes.
Yeah. He can catch the ball a little bit.
Yeah, it's true. And finally, Jacksonville is at Houston. Are we all in on Lamar Miller this week?
Yes.
Yep. Should be. Top 12 running back.
Borderline we are all one, out on Allen Robinson. Dave actually likes Marquise Lee as a borderline number two, number three receiver. And DeAndre Hopkins is a number three receiver. Let me ask you about Blake Bortles. So the last five quarterbacks to face Houston, Bortles 21, Carr 27 fantasy points, Rivers 25, Rodgers 19 in bad weather, and Luck 20. Fantasy points. All five through multiple touchdown passes. Do you see any appeal in Blake Bortles this week?
We all have the Houston defense in the top four. That's the appeal of Blake Bortles.
But he can still come up with 20. He might be able to get you to 20 even with a turnover or two.
He always does. He often does.
Well, he's been better at limiting the turnovers recently, but he's just losing guys left and right. And so if, you know, you're talking about Allen Robinson not winning, he's not going to get you 20 fantasy points with Marquise Lee alone.
Stunningly, he's had at least 21 fantasy points in two of his last three against the Texans. The Texans under Bill O'Brien are undefeated against Jacksonville.
So is everybody.
The Lamar Miller bandwagon should be riding full speed ahead. And you know, I mean, it doesn't matter who Jacksonville plays. Bortles is going to have to throw a lot of passes. Do we know about Jonathan Joseph? Anyone? If Jonathan Joseph doesn't play, it makes the matchup a little bit better for Bortles and company.
So, how do you feel about the Jacksonville running backs?
TJ Yeldon in PPR. I've been swayed on him over Gurley in PPR, by the way.
I would prefer to not play anyone that has a JAX next to their name, or a JAC, or a JAGUARS.
What if they have gold and black helmets?
Nope.
Like, you know, changing halfway through the helmet because they couldn't decide which color they liked better, so they went with both. I think that's what happened.
All right, guys. That's it.
All right, go back to your Nintendo Classic.
I was going to read some emails, but I really got to let these guys go. Skype's fault. Totally Skype's fault. I'll do my best to respond to emails personally.
I think you should tweet at us with what is Skype code for in Adam's life? What did he do wrong that he's using Skype as an excuse for?
What did I do? I don't do anything wrong.
Okay. Oh, nothing.
We'll see what the listeners think.
Oh, I was such a good fiance yesterday. Went out and went grocery shopping, got her dinner.
Like, what'd you get her?
She's the only one that earns a living in your house.
I'm the only one who earns a living. She's in school.
Yeah, likely story.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks very much to Alex Big Cane 3 for coming on. That's awesome. Happy birthday, man. I don't know if you can. Is he prod it up?
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming on. Alex. We're going to beat West Virginia in that bowl game. Go Canes. Go Canes. Thomas Rawls.
Hey.
Good luck this week. See you later, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Bye.